Relay for Life was on at the weekend on the northwest coast at Penguin at the Dole Regional Athletics Centre. It was a brilliant event. It's the major fundraiser for the Cancer Council Tasmania. Alicia Van Eck is the state manager for Relay for Life for the Cancer Council Tasmania, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Alicia.
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you doing?
Good, good. We know this is a major fundraiser for the Cancer Council every year, and I guess the question on everyone's lips is how much did we raise over the weekend?
So the Northwest event is sitting at just over 110,000 at the moment. We usually see that typically in this week people start to bank their funds that they've raised, and there's a fair bit of reconciliation that we've got to do that happened at the event as well, donations as well as merch. So, yeah, we're definitely on track to hit our $130,000 target.
Which is fantastic. Given that we only sort of had a much shorter time to raise funds this year because we didn't even know whether the relay was going to go ahead until a couple of months ago, is that a pleasing result for you?
Yeah, look, it's amazing, fantastic. Everyone has told us that fundraising's obviously been a bit tricky this year with COVID restrictions, you know, the barbecue, sausage sizzles, et cetera, couldn't go ahead. It's tricky to get donations from people when they've had a really rough year themselves. So, look, it's brilliant to be able to hit that target. Being 90% community funded, we really need that money to be able to allow us to continue our services across the state. So it's a fantastic result from the entire Northwest community.
We had a team in from work here as well, and I've got to say the atmosphere over the weekend was as good as it's ever been. There's sad moments, there's happy moments. You go through a whole range of emotions over the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic what you and your team have done. I didn't actually see you personally on the track in the middle of the night, but I'm pretty sure you were there.
I was there between 12 and 1 a.m. and I had a couple of earlier ones as well.
So I saw plenty of videos popping up on the socials with Ariel and Takesha and the entire team, so I couldn't thank you guys enough for getting on board so much with it all. And like you said, it's an emotional roller coaster the entire weekend, and I think it was one of your colleagues who also said it just kind of feels like being back at a school camp. It's just a lot of fun and with your colleagues, and a great, great spirit event for the entire weekend.
Yeah, one of our team was a bit disappointed that they didn't realise until late that they couldn't bring alcohol in, but we do encourage responsible drinking, of course, so
yeah,
we'll make sure we keep them in line next year. And again, you know, the fact that, that I think we were down on teams a little bit on last year or the year before, and that's understandable given that we had the shorter time to raise funds, and I guess some people are still a little bit gun-shy is the word I'm looking for, not trigger-happy, gun-shy in regards to public events.
Yeah, and perfectly understandable. So, I mean, a lot of our people who come to our event are that vulnerable community who may have had gone through cancer treatment and just need to be that little bit more careful. So we hope to see those numbers go up again next year as we're a year further, and hopefully things are a little bit more under control. But look, across the state, we saw almost 3,800 people at all our events, which is lower than other times. But having said that, our fundraising, we are looking at more than $600,000 when our target was $500,000. So it's incredible how everyone's gotten on board and continue to support us through these ridiculously difficult times and uncertain times. So it was just fantastic to be back at Relay and see that sea of purple and see so many people have so much fun.
And I know there's a lot of work that went on behind the scenes with volunteers and committees, particularly given that it had to become a COVID-safe event this year. Are you happy with the way all that sort of played out?
Yeah, look, fantastic. This time last year when we cancelled Relay 2020, it was really unknown, it was unsure, COVID was new and no one knew what was going on. We're 12 months down the track now, and people have become accustomed with social distancing and hand sanitising. And, yeah, we had a few more restrictions, and people were extremely accepting of the fact, you know, that we were a ticketed event for the first time as well, and understandably so. So I think everyone felt safe, and it was just fantastic to see so many volunteers get on board to help us through that smooth process of getting people through the gate and making sure that everyone was safe.
So is that the last one now, or is there one more to come?
No, that was it for the year. So we've had four over the past month, Derwent Valley, Hobart, Launceston and Northwest. And we'll be back again in 2022 with six events. So picking up again in Circular Head. Actually, having said that, heading over to Smithton this Wednesday, the Smithton High School have decided to do a little mini relay at this high school, seeing
that
last year. And and want to donate towards the Northwest. So that's fantastic, isn't that, to the school and see the kids get on board and have a... They've got an hour walking around the lap at track at their school, and they're doing a bit of a barbecue lunch with the community. So it's fantastic to see how people are still getting on board and trying to do their bit for Relay for Life.
And I think, too, you had a few fundraising people or teams that did their own mini events last year as well, too.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we launched Relay Your Way. So people could do their own little mini event, little candlelight ceremonies. A few people walked, you know, in their own community to raise their money because they were dedicated to the cause and did what they could do, which is fantastic. But like I said, it's nothing's the same as being all together again on that track for that 20 hours and you self-experienced it over the weekend, just the vibe and the fun that we have there. And we had the purple couch, so we got some kids on the couch interviewing and asking why they were relaying, and the stories were just amazing. So we look forward to compiling all that and sharing it.
It's funny you should mention that, because that's the feeling that I got from the weekend, that there was probably more young people there than ever before.
Correct, yeah. We had five schools join us at the Northwest, Marist College being our biggest one there. And a lot of them, that it was their first time, and, yeah, I interviewed them, and quite often, yeah, when they said, oh, how many times have you done it? It's my first time. You're going to be back yet next year? Yeah, for sure. I didn't realise it was not just the walking. There's so much more fun to go on at Relay. Really looking forward to it. We'll be going back to the schools in the next few months to start chatting to them about next year and making sure that we're bigger and better than ever next year.
I think it's great that they understand what it's all about. I mean, some of them have probably personally been touched by cancer as well. But as we know, 9 Tasmanians every day are diagnosed, so it's not going away anytime soon, is it?
Every single one of them had their own story, whether it was a nan or a pop or a friend's family member, or even, unfortunately, in some cases, close friends who passed at a very young age. So, unfortunately affects all of us, but at the same token, that gets us all just as much motivated to help each other along and support those people who go through their cancer journey.
Yeah, no, I was really pleased to see a big number of young people there, and it's a family event as much as anything else as well, and a lot of family teams too, I noticed, walking around the track, and everyone sort of proudly displays the name of their team on their tent, and it's a first lap around there that you do. It's interesting just to have a look at some of those.
Definitely, yeah. Some interesting ones out there.
There is indeed, yeah. But I did notice quite a few of them actually were families as well, which is, it's great that they're there to support each other. It was a fantastic event once again this year. Alicia, please take our thanks back to your volunteers and your organising committee, because I know how much work they put into it, having been a former employee of the Cancer Council. It's really appreciated from everyone that was in the event over the weekend.
Thank you. We appreciate your support, and so glad that you got that night shift and you got to feel that 2 a.m. Cold experience.
Yeah, I might take something a bit warmer next year, though. By the time I was 2 laps into it, the coldness goes away.
It was dry, and we had a beautiful full moon shining over us.
I'm definitely taking gloves next year, though, because my hands were freezing.
Good tip.
Good on you, Alicia. Nice to catch up with you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome.
Take care.